Good morning, and welcome back to your morning conversation here on KXCV Care and W. I'm your host, Jeremy Werner. Joining me this morning is the Executive Director of the North Star Advocacy Center in Maryville, Linda Mattson. The center is a domestic violence shelter, and it is holding its first annual fundraiser on Thursday, March 30th at 5:30 p.m. in the Rose Hill Acres Events Center. Now, Linda, before we get into the center's first annual fundraiser, I know some of our listeners probably haven't heard of the North Star Advocacy Center. So, you know, for their sake, the center has been in the Northwest community since the 90s. So, you know, go ahead and tell us a little bit about the history behind it.
It's been around for over 20 years, since before 2000. And it started out as two groups just wanting to prevent family violence, so they merged together. And for almost 20 years, they were called Children and Family Center of Northwest Missouri. And that seemed to be confusing for people because they would think we were daycare or children's division. And so 3 years ago, we made the decision to change our name to North Star Advocacy Center. It more fits our mission and what we do. We serve victims of domestic violence and sexual assault. We serve men and women both, and children, and I think it's just made it clearer that we aren't associated with families necessarily. We help college students, we help, you know, elderly people, we help young people, so it's made it a little more clear about what we do and who we work with.
So the thing that sticks out to me is that you've been, not you personally, but the center has been in the Maryville and Northwest community for over two decades, and you're just now holding your first fundraiser. Now, I don't want that to come off as what took you so long, but what is it that got the wheels going on your first annual fundraiser after all these years?
That's a fair question. So it's two-part. The first part is that we are funded completely by grants and private donations, and our community is very supportive, and our businesses are very supportive, and so we've always been able to serve our clients with the funds we've been given through grants and donations. Well, the last few years, I have kind of made it my personal mission to financially help clients as much as we can. That doesn't mean we just loosely hand out money, but it does mean that it is hard when somebody leaves an abusive relationship, and one of the biggest struggles can be financial. And if we don't set people up on their feet with a good base, a good solid financial base, you know, get them into a new safe place, try to pay their first month's rent and get their utilities set up, we're just setting them up for failure and to go back to that abusive relationship. That's one of the reasons people stay, is because they don't have the means to do it on their own and to get started on their own. So we really want to set them up and get them started. So we have been spending a lot more money on victims over the past 5 years. We've actually, we used to spend around $6,000 to $8,000 a year. Now we're spending more like $50,000 or $60,000 a year. And we are serving more people as well. So grant funds have not increased. Our salaries have increased a little bit. None of my advocates are getting rich doing this job, but I just want to keep my good staff and have benefits for them. So while our grant money hasn't increased a lot, I've been able to cover most of the salaries and benefits of my staff. So therefore, when people donate, most of that goes directly to victims. So that's the first part, is that we do need the additional funds. We could benefit from those. And then the other piece is just awareness. After all these years in our community, there are so many people that still don't know we exist. And if they know we exist, they don't realize everything that we do. And so I thought by having a fundraiser, it would get people there to hear our message, to understand a little more about what we do and how the dynamics of violence really work. I know when I started here 6 years ago, I was pretty ignorant about the dynamics of violence and what domestic violence really looked like, what sexual assault really looked like. And so I just really want to educate as many people as I can on those dynamics so that they can help others, that they can help themselves, and hopefully we can put an end to this violence in our community.
And so at the fundraiser, you're going to have special guest speakers, and I assume that they're going to try and convey what you just said, correct?
Yes, excited about our guest speakers. So we will have Judge Rice speak, because as the prosecutor, he worked with us very closely. He's been a good supporter of ours and our victims, and we just really respect the work that he does in trying to help victims of crime. And then we have a volunteer speak, because we always need volunteers at the shelter. And I think hearing someone speak who actually does it will help people not feel intimidated by the volunteering and by the work we do. So we're excited about that. And then, of course, the survivor, to have a local survivor speak, I think will be really impactful. We could have brought in a speaker from somewhere else that was professional and maybe a little more polished, but I just feel like people want to hear what's happening in our own communities, and it's still hard for people to realize these things happen. And I think hearing from someone local will make a bigger impact.
So I feel like from a nonprofit perspective, hosting your first fundraiser is probably a very big step for the center. I'm curious, beyond the fundraiser on March 30th, what is the future of North Star, since I assume that this kind of growth means there are plans for more growth?
We serve the five counties up here in Northwest Missouri: Nottoway, Gentry, Worth, Atchison, and Holt. We also have a partner over in Atchison County, Care of Atchison County, and we partner with them. There's an emergency shelter there, so we partner with them a lot. A couple of years ago, I hired an advocate specifically for Gentry and Worth counties so that we could serve them better. There are so many barriers to people in our little corner of the state, transportation being a big one. And so we were having a really hard time serving people outside of Nottoway County. So I chose to get an advocate over in Gentry and Worth, and that has really gone well. She's serving a lot of people now, and that has been really successful. So I would say the next step would be to expand over more into Holt County and maybe have an advocate over there on site once a week even, just to serve that community better, because they are in our coverage area. But getting people to come to us from there, or even to call us to go to them, which we would do, is a barrier. So we just want to take away as many barriers as we can. So expanding to the west in the counties we cover and doing a better job of that is the next thing on my list of goals.
I'm sure some of our listeners will, you know, that are listening right now or, you know, hear this will think, I wish I could attend, but I'm busy, I don't have money. You know, for those people, what can they do to help out the center? Because I know domestic violence shelters have, you know, wish lists, and, you know, not something necessarily you'd see on Amazon.com, but a wish list of things like toiletries, tampons, toothbrushes, food. I mean, what can people do to help out the center if they can't make it to this fundraiser?
They can donate items. Some of the items we currently need are small kitchen appliances like mixers, even microwaves, which I know are a little bigger, but any kind of small kitchen appliance would be great. Kitchen utensils are great. And another thing that really works well for us is $10 Hy-Vee, Walmart, or Casey's gift cards, because we can give those to clients to use for gas or for medicine or for some things that we may not have in stock that fit their particular needs. And so those are ways they can help. Another thing about the fundraiser is that it's free to attend. And so if people are free that night, but they feel like they can't give a big donation, again, I said spreading awareness is as much as raising funds. So, you know, I would encourage people to come. If they want to give $5 towards their meal, they can, but they don't have to give anything. I really encourage them to hear the message and hear what we do, and so they can help by spreading awareness. When a friend reaches out to them and starts talking about a tough time they're having in a relationship, they can refer them to North Star, and everything we do is free and confidential, so that helps us as well, just to spread awareness.
Where can people learn more about the center or RSVP for the fundraiser?
So if they want to RSVP, they can call our phone number. It's 660-562-2320, and they can just tell whoever answers the phone that they want to RSVP for the event. Also, they can email me at director@northstarac.org, and I'll be happy to get them on the list. And again, it's free to attend. So another thing is, if people are able to donate financially, if they give $100 or more, they're eligible for a Missouri tax credit if they live here in the state of Missouri. The tax credit is 70%, and that's a direct reduction off your Missouri taxes. It's not just like a simple deduction like we thought of, just making a deduction off your taxes. It's a direct reduction of your Missouri tax, so it's a good benefit for anybody who can, who's able to give more.
All right. Well, those are all the questions I have, Linda. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I just want to point out that we're going to have some exciting auction items that we're really thrilled about. Again, we have a very supportive community, and so many businesses and individuals have donated some really fun and cool items, and so we're going to have a fun time. Some of it's going to be silent auction, and some of it's going to be a paddle auction, which I think will be an enjoyable activity for everyone. So we hope to have a good time. while we're talking about a serious issue and just help raise awareness and help people have a good evening. So I hope a lot of people can attend.
All right. Thank you for joining me this morning. Once again, that is Linda Mattson. She is the executive director of the North Star Advocacy Center here in Maryville. They're holding their first annual fundraiser on Thursday, March 30th at 5:30 p.m. in the Rose Hill Acres Event Center. I'm Jeremy Warner, and this has been your morning conversation right here on KXCV KRNW.